And on the phone with us this morning is Kimber Ralstead. She is the administrator for Cook County Hospital and Care Center. Good morning, Kimber.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we had a board meeting yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about Aging Services of Minnesota. What was that about?
Well, Aging Services of Minnesota is essentially the organization that our care center belongs to, and they help us with education, and they obviously do some lobbying at the legislature, et cetera. But they always have a big annual meeting. Almost 4,000 people were there, where they have a ton of education, and we brought 9 people with us down there, and actually just on Wednesday got everybody together and said, what did we learn, and how can we apply what we've learned to the care of our residents? And we got some really great ideas and opportunities to continue to enhance what we do. And also, Aging Services, the big thing, the Portage Band was recognized as the District B Volunteers of the Year Stars Among Us. And we nominated them because of the great service that they do for our residents. And so we were so proud and honored that they were able to receive that award.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And I know the Care Center residents really look forward to that. Once a month they show up.
Yeah. They come on Saturdays at 6:30. You know, the community is invited to come and enjoy the music as well. And I'll put it in quotes, but dance with the residents, because even our residents that are in the wheelchairs love to dance.
Yeah, wheelchair dance is fun.
We have wheelchair dances, and so please come out because the residents enjoy it. It's a great time, great music, and I do believe people would enjoy it.
Well, and I think it would be wonderful for people in the community to show up and acknowledge all this great work that Portage Band has been doing.
Yes, it would be.
Well, let's talk about the Hospital Commons Challenge.
Okay. Well, let me explain a little bit about what the Hospital Commons Challenge is, but essentially it is a program that the public health boards have endorsed, and it's trying to focus on 3 policy goals for hospitals throughout Minnesota. But the first one, and the one that we're focusing on right now, is the phase-out of sugar-sweetened beverage sales and promotion.
Uh-oh, you and Mayor Bloomberg.
I know. But we know that sugar-sweetened beverages are creating some health issues for our public. And as a healthcare organization, we need to try to be leaders and role models. So we are trying to do that. This is not without controversy, we know. Probably by the beginning of April, probably even before that, we will have phased out the sugar-sweetened beverages in the soda machines that we have for sale here in the hospital. And we also, patients that come in, the doctors will write an order if they want their Coke or their sugar-sweetened beverage, or if there's a medical necessity for that. We do point out that doesn't apply to the care center, because that is the resident's home, and if you're 95 years old and want your Coke, you get to have your Coke.
Well, it's an interesting step. I mean, first you take out the cigarette machines, and now this.
Yeah, well, again, we're supposed to be promoting health. People can still bring their soda in. They can still buy it someplace else, and so I'm sure that the local stores that sell soda will be more than happy to take care of you. But, we're just trying to encourage people to consider healthier alternatives.
Do they have to bring it in a paper bag or anything?
No. We're not getting there yet.
Okay. So this is interesting. Explain to me what Senate Resolution 26 is.
Well, I am excited to say that our own Senator Amy Klobuchar joined together with Senator Moran from Kansas to sponsor the Senate Resolution 26, which is essentially introducing this resolution to highlight the importance of rural health. And it talks about 5 findings and calls on the Senate to recognize those 5 findings, which is that access to rural hospitals and other rural providers for rural patients is essential to the survival and success of rural communities, and that preserving and strengthening access to quality health care in rural areas is critical to the success and prosperity of our nation, and that strengthening access to care in rural hospitals and to other rural providers is cost-effective and improves health outcomes for our rural patients, that rural health care providers provide vital care to patients and are an integral part of our local rural economy and are one of the largest employers in the rural area, which is obviously true in our area,
mm-hmm.
and that rural health providers provide quality care for 20% of the population.
Sounds like you wrote the resolution because I've heard you say those things myself.
Well, I didn't quite write it,
No.
But I'm really excited about people that did because obviously I have a passion for rural health care, and I am I'm excited that there are others out there that feel the same way, and hopefully they'll help that with the legislation that is going to be needed as we go through these times of change in healthcare.
Oh, yes, indeed. Okay, now this kind of sounds like a football slogan, Go Red!
Go Red! Oh, hey. Well, we actually, that's been a campaign that's going on for, six years now, for quite some time. But it's really trying to highlight people being aware of heart health. And kind of started off as the red dress kind of affair and really highlighting women's heart health because women die of heart disease as well. We just don't think about it as often. But we just wanted to highlight here in the hospital that heart disease is a big issue, and we encouraged all of our staff and our residents to wear red. It was on February 1st, and we had a great participation and great fun. And I think the residents probably had more fun than the rest of us. But we were a sea of red here.
That's neat. We've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She is the administrator for the North Shore Hospital and Care Center. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you, if not sooner, after the next board meeting.
Thank you, Jay.